It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Some staff members from the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts here with us today. They open a new art exhibit. It's called Old Glenwood. Terry Muldoon is the visual arts coordinator at the Center for the Arts, a name I've heard a lot, but we've not had the opportunity to visit a lot. So, Terry, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Gabe.
Of course, I recognize the face. I see you occasionally. You're usually covered in stuff.
Stuff. a big painter's apron.
Yeah, there you go. Noemi Kozmowski and Christoph are here as well. Of course, you'll see Noemi downtown at, I forget which art gallery it is that we run into.
Oh, Cooper Corner.
Probably all of them.
Cooper Corner, yes. Okay. All of them.
Down there at the corner of 8th and Cooper. In downtown
and
Glenwood.
Whatever.
Last time the two of you came in, Christoph and Noemi, I was the last time I saw Christoph. So I'm beginning
He's
to
hiding.
Wonder, do you not let the guy out of the house?
No. He's staying home and painting.
Well, somebody has to, right?
I keep him tied there.
You know, it's always something.
Speaking of which, Old Glenwood is your exhibit. I mean,
yes.
these are works by the two of you.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for this? When first of all, did you have the paintings? Are they paintings or are they different
mediums? Okay. 55 paintings.
So did you start with the paintings and then come up with the idea for the art exhibit? Or
yes.
Did you come up with the idea for the exhibit and then start painting?
The idea started last year, about a year ago, actually. I have to go back a few years back.
Okay, I feel like we need
20 years back.
I feel like we need a sound effect or something
yes.
like that. But, okay, so we're going back.
The wind is blowing, you know. The river is going, and we can write the song now.
Oh, and you artistic people. You're so hard to keep up with. Okay,
yeah.
I'm picturing
we
all this in my
always
mind.
Always paint horses, fruits, and vegetables. That was my theme for years, which I couldn't sell in Glenwood. And
why not?
I paint big, and Chris paint huge, 6x7 pieces, feet. It's very hard to sell to the small house
wow.
in Glenwood. And it's not only about selling, but it's about surviving. We are artists. We have to survive.
Okay. I
understand
that.
So we did all
that.
Those big murals, but the canvas always draws us back. And finally, I was like, we have to do something for these people here in this town, not in Vail, not in Aspen, not in Warsaw, not in New York, here in Glenwood. And Chris says, it's really good idea, but what are we going to do with this? We didn't know. So we start painting them. First painting took me like 3 months because I was like, into details, you know, did they have a mustache? How long the mustache? Do they have eyebrows? Did they shave the eyebrows? What big heads, you know, and stuff like this. And it starts growing on us. And we introduced this when we were about 10, 15 paintings, I think 15. We introduced this to Christina, and she says, let's make a big show. And it's since then, you know, it was last year, we start thinking about this seriously. And the opportunity opened in April this year, this month. It was almost taken away from us this month because CMC photographs want to jump in, but we moved. Okay.
We were able to coordinate it.
Yeah,
all.
we because she's the coordinator, remember?
Right, right.
So
she is the coordinator, the visual arts
coordinator.
So we made
it work. We made it work. We made it work.
And it's bigger and it's growing. Even week before the show, it still grows. It's still growing.
Really? So you're
yes.
still like
we still painting.
She's
painting.
Still
wow.
painting.
Chris is still decorating mm-hmm. and painting. And Terry has still more ideas for red carpet, which was Chris' idea. But she's bringing this red to the interior, because it's not only paintings, it's everything. I'm going to be in a costume, which I'm borrowing from Susie O'Court. Did I say right the name?
From the Historical Society.
Yes, from the Historical Society, and she works for the Chamber.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, the words, the names.
You say you're still creating. I'm looking at the flyer that you
yes.
brought in today. The flyer, Terry, says that there are over 30 original pieces.
But that was done long ago.
From Noemi and Christoph, and she told me 55.
Yes.
So
and
already.
And I'm still working.
She's still painting.
I'm still painting.
Into the night, because she's still getting more ideas. And this is actually what happens with creative people. They get one idea, and then they keep going, and they keep going.
There
and they
will
keep
be
going.
Few wet paintings in the frames at the show, so don't touch.
The paint will still be wet.
Yes.
The paint will still be wet.
Now, this show is ongoing, but you're also having a grand opening and like
yes,
a little
yes.
reception, which I think is kind of what you're talking about with the
yes,
red carpet
the
and all that.
Reception will be
right.
really, really fabulous.
Right.
And that,
yes.
Go ahead, Terry.
So the grand opening is on Friday, April 14th. From 6 to 7:30, and it's going to be a grand event. There is a
Defiant String Band.
Defiant String Band
us,
is going to be
love.
Playing. We have a huge amount of wine and beer donated, and beautiful food from the Century, and so it's going to be really fun.
Costumes welcome.
Costumes are welcome. It's going to be a great event for Glenwood Springs. The paintings are extraordinary. They depict historical events that have happened over the last century here in Glenwood. And so you'll recognize famous historic places, famous historic people that you've seen either through the Historical Society or just knowing the general history of Glenwood Springs. So it's really exciting to see these pieces all done in old world techniques. This is all done in sepias and earth tones.
Oh, so not,
no colors.
No brilliant colors.
No brilliant colors.
Nothing.
This
like
is
this.
All done in old world style.
So they'll look very similar to the old photographs.
Yes.
That we've all, you know, seen from time to time. Was that your inspiration for
yes.
these paintings?
Yes.
Was
absolutely.
The old pictures? Okay.
Old photographs. Yes.
So you are an artist. You're not just copying the picture.
No, we
so
actually...
So you're taking the pictures and then you're interpreting them in
oh,
your own way.
Oh, we actually made up new pictures of old history.
Wow. Again, 55 was the number you gave me. I think that's gone up to 60 in just in the time
knows?
We've been talking here, right?
Who knows?
Yes.
I mean, between painting and substituting classes, art classes, music, we're playing tomorrow again. Playing every weekend, except the 14th.
Except the 14th. Of course, that's Defiant String Band.
Yes,
they'll be performing
yes,
that night.
Yes.
Terry, you know, art is kind of the bread and butter of the Center for the Arts. And by that, I mean paintings and that kind of thing. You know, the art shows. Maybe it's not as, forgive the term, visual. You know, it's not as public as say the dance programs and that kind of thing, just because there are so many people involved in those that it may have a little larger outreach. But I remember checking out art shows at the Center for the Arts almost 30 years ago.
Gabe, you're correct. We are actually celebrating 35 years with the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. It's a 25-year celebration for the dancers dancing, but it is 35 years since the Art Council was formed. And the founding fathers got together. So we are celebrating two historical, you know, events ourselves this year.
I'm glad I asked. Yeah. Sometimes these things just happen.
Yeah.
By the way, anytime you'd like to check out what's going on at the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts, you can just go to glenwoodarts.org. I'm sure there's information about the old Glenwood art show. Again, which continues through April 28th with the big grand opening and artist reception on Friday, April 14th from 6 to 7:30. So if you think, boy, that Christoph and Noemi sound crazy on the radio. You can meet them in person and find out really how much fun they really are. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Christoph and Noemi Kozmovsky and Terry Muldoon from the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. The old Glenwood display, the old Glenwood...
art exhibit.
Thank you.
An event.
Sometimes the words just escape me. The old Glenwood exhibit is up at the Center for the Arts on East 6th Street over by the Vapor Caves. It will remain up through the 28th of April. Then that special grand opening and artist reception on Friday, April 14th, starting at 6 o'clock with some hors d'oeuvres, that kind of thing, food.
More than that. No, I mean,
turn of the century food.
Oh.
Which
really?
I don't know what it means.
I was going to say, so what did they eat around the turn of the century?
Maybe old, yes. Old food.
Same thing.
Uncle Pizza, brewpub food, wine, okay. Beer.
And this is a free event. This is a free event.
Right. People are probably listening to this and they're thinking, okay, you've got food, you've got a band, you've got, you know, wine and beer. So how
clowns,
much is it going to cost?
No clowns.
That would be you guys. It's absolutely free.
This is a free event.
The reception is absolutely free.
You can view Kozmovsky's.
So it's a living exhibit.
It is a living exhibit. Yes, exactly.
So run those by me again. Noemi, Uncle's Pizza, Brew Pub.
And Petit Cherry?
Petit Cherry Catering.
Catering, yes. Mm. She's doing all...
I don't care whether you care for the art or not. It sounds like some good food.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Good food, great music. Great sure. company and incredible art to view.
And again, this art is all inspired by those historic pictures that you've no doubt seen here and there of old Glenwood around the turn of the century, around 100 or so years ago. Again, it's not bright colors and that kind of thing. It's all in sepia tones, which I don't know from an artistic standpoint what would you say, because it does have color to it, but it's not the vivid color that we see. It's...
And what it is it is a vintage representation of the era.
Right. And, again, based on those old photographs, not exact copies, but so you said that there would be people we would recognize, Noemi?
Yes.
So maybe –
Devereaux.
Okay.
Walter Devereaux.
Walter Devereaux, Doc Holliday.
Yes.
Who's been in the news a lot
more than
lately,
once.
Right? Okay.
Chris Love, Doc Holliday.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
Of course.
So you have a thing for
Cooper,
Doc Holliday.
Isaac Cooper,
sure.
Yes, some ladies.
Christoph, you have a thing for Doc Holliday? You're interested in him?
Yeah, of course, yes. This is like, so his ghost is just going around. So still going.
No, he has connection with him.
It's the town is, what I want to say, is the town is like so full of a history. Like mm-hmm. you mentioned the big names right now. And so basically the people live here. So they moved here. They don't know exactly like what was the history of a town, because you don't have actually too many choices to go and just check it out, like what was here, what was there. Plus, the some of the people living in town and was that they were born here, the old families, they have a full drawers of old photographs, but they don't share to with the people, and that's, you know, that's a bad part. So that's why we're trying to just combine everything together, and so the old photographs we have a hands on it, so it's our inspiration for the paintings.
And we do have a museum, historic museum. Don't forget.
Yes. Historical Society. It's like a big help. Mm-hmm. And
so you've been checking out a lot of the pictures at the Historical Society.
Yeah, library, internet.
Mm, sure. You mentioned back in the day, a lot of your works were 6 foot by 7 feet. How big are the pieces in this show? Again, they're all paintings.
Yeah, they're small.
Smaller?
They're smaller.
So
what's
8 by 10?
No, the size is like the kind of a photograph size. It's 8 by 10 and smaller than 8 by 10, and some of them like a little bit bigger, but it's not
20 by 15 the most.
that's what the size is. Yes. Yeah.
What did you say, Noemi?
20 by 15.
Okay, demo. Would be the biggest.
I mean, not exactly. Yeah. I'm not a mathematician.
Again, this is an art show, but of course the pieces are for sale, and the Center for the Arts gets a piece of the action if you choose to buy a piece, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And one thing also is that there's 55 original pieces. There's also a great collection of prints that will be available and gift cards that will be available as well. And one thing I'd really like to express is that this is a gift from Noemi and Christoph Kosmoski to the town of Glenwood Springs. I say a gift because nobody has done this before. This is their idea. They came and proposed this to the Arts Center. And when you visit the show, you get so much history. It's a great, it would be a great place to come and walk through and get a tour of the history. I'd really like to invite groups of people to come by the Arts Center. They could call us and schedule a time when we're not having classes in the gallery to visit.
So call 945-2414 and talk to Bree. Right. And she'd probably be happy to schedule that. And again, it's
exactly
for a large group. The only reason why scheduling is necessary is because you do have dance classes in the same space, and it just might be a little tight.
Correct.
With
correct.
That many people in
but
there.
But we would love school age kids to come and visit the history in a creative way.
Well, that's the interesting thing for me, because we've all seen the photographs, maybe not exactly the ones that you looked at, but certainly we've all seen historic photographs, be it
of
Glenwood or this area or just in general. And so to take those and duplicate the look of the photograph and the way that the colors are in that picture and add your own way of thinking about it and, you know, your own creativity is, well,
that's absolutely
Terry,
correct.
I was going to say, Terry, you might understand it. I'm a pretty much linear thinker. If it's not left to right with a straight line in between,
this is total creative interpretation, and they're pulling it off incredibly well, just immensely well. We're so excited to have the show, and we're really excited for the opening.
Thank you. Exactly like Terry says, it's a gift. Because we had many shows in our lives. We are very young people, but we had many, many, many shows.
Well,
and they were.
You talked about this. I mean, you came. You're both from Eastern Europe, right?
Yes.
And then came to, I want to say,
through Germany.
Well,
and you're talking about years?
Well, yeah. And I mean, a lot in New York as well, right?
Yeah, here only 3 months I don't speak English.
Really? Wow. I'd say you're doing pretty good.
No, we're here 30 years.
Probably better than I do.
No, you still have to teach me those long words. But what I want to say about the
shows. You have to teach me the long words.
In the past, we just painted whatever we want, you know. Those fruits, those horses, in Chris' case, modern art, big pieces, contemporary stuff you cannot even know if it's upside down, you know.
And which side, did you put a little label on the back that said
arrow.
This side up?
This side up.
Now that's open to interpretation.
That's open to interpretation.
Well, that's the whole thing about modern art, right?
Yes.
So,
I don't know what art is, but I know what I like.
You put a few bottles of wines, cheese, crackers, and there is a show, right? This one is different. This is like a baby. This is like a baby of Glenwood, you know? And beyond Glenwood, we don't go with this product anywhere. This is it. It's even hard to describe. What is this?
This is a specialized show for Glenwood Springs, celebrating
custom
Glenwood
made.
Springs. Custom made by Noemi and Christoph.
Yeah.
Again, you can learn more at glenwoodarts.org. Again, the grand opening and artist reception is Friday, April 14th, starting at 6 o'clock with hors d'oeuvres from Petite Cherie. Oh. The Brew Pub, Uncle Pizza. I don't know, it just seemed appropriate at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the best choice.
I love Uncle Pizza. And,
of course, music by the Defiant String Band. Again, the reception is absolutely free.
Yes.
So anyone that's interested in history and or art, especially if you have an interest in both, is invited. Again, that's the night of the 14th, and there's no admission.
Correct.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections.
Okay.
Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Terry Muldoon, the visual arts coordinator from the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. She is the interpreter today, interpreting the artistic conversation between Noemi and Krzysztof Kosmowski, who they're see, I can't remember the name again. The exhibit.
Old Glenwood.
Their Old Glenwood exhibit is at the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts until April 28th. I can't even think of the word exhibit, and you think I'm going to teach you words?
Yes, yes. I'm coming here tomorrow, 7 in the morning.
Again, these are all interpretive pieces.
Yes.
55 or so. I think it goes up every time we mention it. I think it's up to about 65 now.
Unless you help.
There you go. 55 pieces, though. Maybe a few more that may have wet paint, as you said, right, Noemi?
Mm-hmm.
By the artist reception. They are interpretive, so they're not exact copies of any pictures you might see, but you may recognize places. Like I saw one place looks kind of like the old Vapor Caves building. You mentioned Isaac Cooper. You may recognize, if you've seen pictures of him, of course, from the old days in Glenwood. Is it Devereaux, Walter Devereaux?
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And maybe some other famous folks that have some history in Glenwood. Mm-hmm. Again, the artist reception that I mentioned is on Friday, April 14th. It starts at 6 o'clock, and you guys will be hanging out answering questions. Noemi, you said you will be in costume, but I did not hear anything about Krzysztof.
I'm going to dress him up. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
He's wearing.
Of these 55 pieces, how many were Krzysztof and how many were Noemi? Or did you work on
no,
any together?
No, this is a secret. This is a challenge. This is a quiz.
You're not going to tell me.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
And I don't think we're going to even sign them. We don't have a time to sign them.
Did you work on any of these together?
Yes.
Okay. So there may be some. That'll make it even more interesting.
Yes.
Will you give us some clues about how we might be able to identify something that was painted by Krzysztof versus something that was painted by Noemi?
Yes, of course you can recognize some different hands on it, but I do the frames too, all the frames they're made from old wood and scraps, so that's why
really
they look different than anything else. So, and we're trying just to get together like the good art show and speaking about the history. It's like, so we're talking right now about this show, but I bet you 100 years from now somebody gonna talk about this opening and this show like we're talking about the Doc Holliday.
Wow.
So
that's mean
it's
famous?
It's not about the famous. Yes. It's about the you do something and sometimes you don't see the what is happening. So and after the years, so you can tell like, oh, it was that show or that person or that event. And so as an artist, so we're trying to do something which is going to exist like in, let's say, 20 or 30 years. So, because this is actual, just the real pieces. You can touch it, you can see.
We're going to sign them in a bag, the bag.
So you actually, I mean, you think about that while you're painting this? Is that, you know?
No, that's the natural, it's a natural situation because you do something and you can, you know, it's still around, so you can see it and you can touch it. It's like a Doc Holliday gun. Eventually, it might be on a display. I don't know about the historical society in this case, but
We were promised to have the Duck Holiday gun. Oh. I mean, not really promised, but we were talking about this.
So that it might show up in one of the
in one
of those additions to the number. It might show up in one of those paintings.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Terry, I'm not getting the answer I'm looking for from these two. You are familiar with each of their styles. So if you could describe Christoph's style versus Noemi's style, what would you say?
What I would say would be perspective.
Okay.
Usually when I see Christoph's work, I see a different perspective. Doc Holliday is shooting the gun right at you, the viewer.
You're blowing that's, up.
that's Christoph's. I that's what I believe. Am I right, Christoph?
Yes, exactly.
And Noemi's is more the flowery side, the dramatic side of the vintage clothing, the vintage faces. And the actual historic buildings, there's a number of historic buildings that will be identified. You'll be able to walk and say, yes, that's the first bridge that came across for Glenwood Springs. That's the Hotel Colorado. Or, that's the pool.
Or the Hotel Glenwood?
The Hotel Glenwood.
Yes, sir.
Okay, which, of course, is very prominent in old pictures until it burned down in
47.
And then, you know, pictures and replications of community events that happened 100 years ago. Mm. You know, the community picnic.
Strawberry Days Past.
Yes, yes.
That sounds very cool. Very cool. And again, it's not just the pictures. The pictures are the inspiration. And then it's the interpretation of those pictures from Christoph and Noemi in your own ways.
Right. That makes this exhibit so exciting.
Which I guess is hard for me to understand because I'm not really that creative, especially visually. But for you, Terry, it makes perfect sense.
This is a creative experience.
Gabriel, I'm inviting you to my art class.
My mother and my grandparents are the only ones that are allowed to call me that, by the way, Noemi. I should warn you about that.
Remember 5 years ago, five or six?
I do.
I told you, I called you too, and you told me the same thing.
Well, I would like to invite everyone because Noemi does do a painting class on Monday evenings from 6 to 8. It is in a style of a wine and canvas. You'll go home with a finished product. You'll have fun learning and being creative with Noemi.
Again, that's Mondays from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Of course, details at glenwoodarts.org.
Correct.
There's a complete schedule. And you can, with that also, Terry, I know that with dance classes, you can attend a class and then decide whether you want to continue or not.
Correct. You can come to the Center for the Arts for any of our classes.
Okay.
Drop in. For the first class, free. Have the experience. Decide if you'd like to sign up.
Okay. And, of course, Bree would be happy to answer any questions you have at 945-2414. Or I guess it's not always Bree that answers. Sometimes Linda answers as well.
Yeah.
But whoever answers the phone would be happy to visit
with
you.
Would be able to help
you. Again, it's 945-2414. The website is glenwoodarts.org. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. Considering this is a visual exhibit, you can also see some examples of what Noemi and Christoph will be showing at this exhibit on Facebook as well. There are also sponsors of this event, right, Terry?
Yes. Noemi and Christoph actually did this themselves, which was a huge help for supporting the exhibit and for it to be so vibrant. It takes a lot of input and a lot of money to put on an event like this. And so thank you to Chris and Noemi for doing that work. And we thank the Bank of Colorado and the Glenwood Springs Brew Pub, the Dancing Bear, Cedar Lodge, Wells Fargo Bank, and Iron Mountain Hot Springs. Did I miss anybody?
Defiance Band.
Oh, Defiance String Band, of course.
Defiance String Band.
They're going to be performing at the Artist Reception on Friday, April 14th, which, again, is free. Starts at 6 o'clock. And, again, food by the Brew Pub, Uncle Pizza, Petit Chalet.
Yeah. Yummy.
you know where I'll
cannot
be.
Cannot wait for this pizza, Mark.
Right. So I just say, come celebrate with us. Come celebrate Old Glenwood with Noemi and Christoph Kosmoski, and we're really excited to receive the community.
And again, even though some of the places, some of the themes, some of the people may be recognizable, these are all unique
original
pieces from Christoph
and costumes
and
welcome. Please wear costumes.
Costumes are welcome. So if you want to come
Gabriel,
dressed as Doc Holliday.
Come in your costume.
If you want to come dressed as Doc Holliday, I'm sure
no
Christoph would appreciate that. Okay.
Check your gun at the door.
Your gun at the door. I like that.
I will check.
Just like in the old days, right?
Yes.
Just like in the old days. Again, the website is glenwoodarts.org. Phone number, if you have any questions, is 945-2414. And, of course, you can check them out on Facebook as well. Again, the Old Glenwood exhibit continues through the month of April. I finally said it without having to think about it.
Wow.
And the artist reception, Friday, April 14th, starting at 6 o'clock at the Center for the Arts on East 6th Street. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. I wish you all the best. Hopefully, we'll be able to visit again sometime soon.
Great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.